This is an interview with Mavis Caldwell on the 28th of July. Mavis, I wanted to ask you, were you from Knutsford originally?
No, I came from Chawton Kamhardy, a suburb of Manchester.
And is that where you were born?
Yes, that's right.
Right, and what year was that, do you...?
Well, 1927, so that leads you into my great age. Yes, what was I going to say now about Chawton? Anyway, you asked a few questions and it'll drop into my mind.
And how many were there in your family?
I have a sister, just the two of us, yes.
And what did your parents do for a living?
My father was a businessman with a firm in Altrincham, a company secretary and shareholder, all the rest. A very successful business person. And he'd been in the war, the World War, and had the Military Cross, which is quite something, isn't it, for bravery.
Yes.
And so he came from the Potteries, and my mother came from Yorkshire. So we were spread about. And then they went to live in, when they got married, they went to live in North Manchester. And then, because they had, my sister was born first, then they moved to Chawton, then I was born, and they finished up living in Bowden. And they lived in Knutsford for quite a long time, yes. Yes, they were following me around. Yes, they lived in Goffs Lane. Very nice house, father built it, and I wish I could have lived there. It was nice, modern, and like, you know, nice garden, country views.
So did you go to school in Chawton?
I went to Wally Range High School. Have you heard of Wally Range High School? Of course,
yes.
It's a very different school now, but I went to the little preparatory school called Crimsworth. And you could go straight on to the school from Crimsworth, just passing some examination. Or it was open to the public. Anyone could go to the school. It's completely changed now, of course, because everything has. I mean, Manchester's a different place entirely. It is, really, when you walk around. So Wally Range really is a multicultural school now. Wasn't when I was there.
So when you left school, what did you want to do? What did you go on to after school?
Wasn't quite sure what I... Well, you see, it was wartime. And when it was wartime, it wasn't easy to think about careers and things like it is now, or what you wanted to do. So I stayed at school, and my one regret is that I didn't go into the sixth form. I wish I had, because I think it would have given me time to mature a bit and to form ideas of what I really wanted to do for a career. Because what I suppose my parents might have pushed me into it a bit, but I went to the Domestic Science College, the College of Domestic Economy it was called then, and it was a two-year course. So obviously I wanted to do something, to work with hotels or something like that. I'm trying to remember. Ask me something, so because you'll have to jog my memory.
No, it's fine. Where was the college? Was that it?
That was in Manchester.
Yes.
Now it's the Toast Rack. Well, it's still there. The College of Domestic Economy is still there, near the infirmary. It was great. I did enjoy those 2 years. I really did. But I'd got it wrong. I should have stayed into the sixth form and probably wouldn't have gone to the Domestic Science College. I would have thought of something completely different, because it was a good training. And I loved it, but it didn't lead me to the sort of career I really wanted. And I hadn't made up my mind what I did want. You don't at 16, do you? 18 is better. But you see, having been to college, got my diploma, IMA, Institutional Management, that's what I did. Even at 18, you don't know what you really want to do. And I think the great thing is to leave home, isn't it? You can't be closeted up with your parents, can you?
So what did you move on to when you'd completed your diploma?
I worked in different works canteens as a sort of supervisor. It was quite hard work. It wasn't just sitting in an office. It was very practical, but it wasn't quite what I wanted to do. And I thought I really wanted to go work in hotels. But in retrospect, I think what I really wanted to do was to be on the clerical side. Yes, I hadn't really made my mind up properly. And I regret it ever since.
But you made good friends at college?
Oh, yes, I did. I think, yes. Lifelong friends, yes. Yes, I had a very happy time there. It was good. It was a very good course.
So how did you come to meet your husband?
My great friend who lived in Knutsford said, it's going to be May Day. Why don't you come? And she said, come and stay the night with us too. So I came over, and who should be on the fair, because we all went, a group of us went on the fair, and my husband had just come out of the army, and he was part of this group of friends. They'd known each other since they were little children, and that's how we met. And it all started from there, Knutsford May Day.
And what was the fair like in those days? What were the rides?
Oh, very much like they are now. They're a little bit more sophisticated now, aren't they? But, you know, I can't really remember what was there, but I used to love things like that at one time. Isn't it funny? You do change, don't you?
So then you started seeing him. Did you cut being a more frequent visitor to
Knutsford? Well, I went back home again after I'd had the weekend there with my friend Ruth, and carried on with my life and forgot about him. My thoughts were further on. And then in about a fortnight's time, I got this telephone call, and it was Bill. And take it from there. We just met each other and went out and about. It was a bit difficult because it was a train ride for him and petrol was scarce, you know. That it was that time, wasn't it? After the war. But he had the use of a little run-around car occasionally, so that was nice. But we certainly used the trains and buses and walked.
And then you got married?
Yes.
And where did you get married?
In a lovely church in Whalley Range, which was a very nice district then. And it was a lovely church. And my father knew the vicar. Actually, they were both masons. And it's funny how people are with masonry. But anyway, the vicar was very nice. And when my daughter was last over, they always go to Manchester, she and Bob, her partner. They love Manchester. Because it has improved terrifically. It's a different Manchester from the one I knew as a child. And so we had a run around to all these different places, and she wanted to see the church where I'd been married. And I couldn't get in, of course, it was locked, and I'd like to have spoken to the vicar. It was nice to show Sue the church, lovely church. But my father was a sidesman at that time at the church. No, it's nice.
And so when you were married, where did you come to live?
The family had two little cottage, well, lots of property, small property in Knutsford, scattered all round. I can't tell you how many, there were a lot. And there were two houses on Chelford Road next to the nursery, Bramble Cottages 1 and 2. And we were given number 1. And it was a lovely little house. Weren't we lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, we were. You know, I hope they realised that I, you know, I hope my in-laws realised that I thought I was lucky. But it's different when you're young. You can be a little bit, uncaring, can't you? And I thought should have made it quite clear how I was thrilled to bits. It was a lovely little house. Mm.
So when you were married, did you continue working?
No, I didn't work. I was a housewife. I'd like to have worked. I don't think Bill wanted a wife who worked. That's the trouble. I mean, he wouldn't have stopped me, but I was quite happy being a stay-at-home wife. It would be different now. I wouldn't want to just be a stay-at-home wife. I'd be wanting to do things. Why aren't we mature when we should be mature?
That's a very good question.
Well, you know, it's people don't just go and get married and not work. They all work, don't they? Or they don't get married. They work. And I mean, look at my daughter Sue. She's not married, but she's a worker. She wouldn't not work. Well, she was a nurse, and nurses have that idea, don't they?
So when you were in Bamble Cottage, did you have anything to do with the nursery, or do you have memories of it from then, or was it really quite separate from your home life?
It was separate, really. Even though it was just next door, it was separate. And no one ever suggested, why don't you come and work here? It would have been a different thing now. I would have liked to have worked alongside my husband. I don't think he would have wanted it. Mm-hmm. You know, a place for me, I think, in his mind was in the home. But I would have liked it, because, you see, I like gardening. I didn't know I liked gardening then, but I do. And I could have helped in many ways. Yes.
And so when you were first married, what was Bill's role at the nursery? What was his work?
Well, he'd just come back from the army. So he was feeling his way into a business without upsetting the apple cart, because he had quite a strict sort of father who didn't like change, a countryman. He didn't particularly want change, but they must have been pleased to have him home, because he was very badly wounded when he was in the army. He was in hospital a long time abroad. And they must have been just glad to have him home. But it didn't stop my father-in-law from treating him like a boy and not the man he was. Oh, parents. Odd.
So was he an only son?
Yes. He had a sister. Now, she worked in the business because they were short of people, and she drove a car, so she worked in the business and she did a lot, which was very good, I think, for her to do it. Sort of almost keeping his place open for him, I think.
So, but did she stay once he'd come back?
No. No. And I think that could have been hurtful. She was either pleased that she wasn't still working, or she might have been thinking, well, I'd like to carry on, but I don't know. I never found out. She needed you sitting opposite to her to find out.
So did you live in Bramble Cottage quite a long time?
2 years. We had our two children there, David and then Jane. And when Jane was a baby, we moved into the nurseries. And I was thrilled to bits, because I just love old houses. Even though it's right on the road, as you know. I mean, when it was built donkey years ago, it was a lane. But I loved living there. It was quite a big place. It rambled round, and, you know, and it took a lot of cleaning.
So, Who had lived in the house that you moved to before you?
In Bramble Cottage?
No, the one you moved to, that when you moved into the nursery.
Who had lived
there before?
Mm. Well, the family. The family had always lived there. Yes, I've got various photographs taken in the garden. The garden had been a tennis court once. I think my mother-in-law must have liked playing tennis. She was quite athletic. And it was sad, because when she was an old lady, she got arthritis badly, couldn't move. She was really confined to downstairs. She couldn't get upstairs. She was she was very tall, a tall lady. But I don't know what brought it on, but she did suffer.
So you lived in this quite large, rambling place and yes. were looking after it. Did you have much contact with the nursery then, because you were right sort of there?
But I still didn't work there. I didn't have a lot of contact. No, not really. It was separate life.
But you recall some of the staff. Did they come? Did they come in for break?
Oh yes, we used to have a gathering in the morning for coffee, and Bill used to come in, and you've met Don, his partner, and they always came in for coffee. And then there was Mr. Wilson. Did anyone talk about Mr. Wilson?
I'm not sure. What did he do?
Well, he was an office worker, but he was the pillar. And when Bill came back into the business, I think he helped him quite a bit, pointed things out and, you know, prodded him in the right direction. Because to Mr. Wilson, he'd known my husband when he was a child, so you see, he was still thinking of him as a boy, returned from the army. I think it must have been rather difficult at times. My husband was very good at relationships. He didn't fluster. He was very calm. And he was very fond of Mr. Wilson. He was very fond of him. So, yes, it was a gathering of the clans in the kitchen, drinking coffee, or whoever else was about.
And did they were they planning the day or the talking business?
Probably, but I think we all talked together. But trivialities, you know. Yes, it was nice, actually.
And the children, when they as they were growing up, I think you told me that they used to go in the nursery.
Yes, they did. It was their playground almost, play hide and seek. And Jane was a tomboy and she was climbing trees and things, that sort of thing. They had a happy childhood. It was very nice. And I liked living on the nursery because I soon found that I was a gardener. I liked gardening. And I'd like to have been in the firm. I'd wish if I had been a bit older and realised that things might have evolved in that way. I don't know what else I can tell you.
So did you learn quite a lot, actually, about plants through just being there and being with Bill?
I think so, yes. Yes, because at the end of every day, I used to walk around the nurseries and have a look at everything. And actually, also, I was able to help myself to plants and plan my own garden, which I did. It was a lovely garden. Yes, it was quite a big garden. It's been a tennis court, so you know the size of it. But it rambled round corners and it wasn't just the back garden. There were other bits of it going round the back. And my son reminded me of the time I built a dry stone wall. And I'd forgotten about that because I used to like doing things like that. And we had all this stone and I was busy designing my next bit of garden and the bed. And I thought it needs a stone wall. And so I spent ages doing a dry stone wall. Heaving stone about.
So you had a free hand in the garden. That was your area?
Yes, yes. Well, Bill didn't want to garden after he'd spent the day in the nursery talking about gardens and plants. The last thing he wanted to do was garden. He didn't.
So when you were walking round the nursery in the evening, can you remember what it felt like and the plants that they were growing?
Well, it was a lovely feeling of freedom, wasn't it, to be able to walk round a nursery and have this and that and, you know, plan. Because part of a gardening is planning. Like it was here. I've enjoyed this.
When customers came, did you ever see the customers or did you just hear about
them? No, I didn't see. Well, I did. Occasionally, Bill would show them into our lounge. I don't know, you know, perhaps just to wait there for their husband or something. And that was nice. And I used to meet them in that way. But no. Do you find that strange to think that I wasn't?
No,
working.
I think it was very common at that time.
Yes. Yes.
For wives probably yes. not to work.
But, you know, but I mean, if I'd been like a lot of my friends who were at college with me, a lot of them went into the school meal service. There was always room for someone in the school, in a supervisory way. I don't mean stirring the porridge, although probably had to do that as well. But, that's what I should have done, because one of my friends never looked back after she did that, and she's supervisory. She's done it all her life. And how could I not have worked? If I could have my life again, I would be working. It's too late now, isn't it?
But you must have been, well, you've said you enjoyed living there, you yes. enjoyed the garden,
yes.
and enjoyed the freedom of working in the nursery,
yes.
walking in the nursery yes. in the evening.
Yes, I did.
And when we spoke with you before, you were recalling how the plants were taken out to some of the customers by horse and cart.
Yes. Oh, this was a trip to Manchester. They used to have a horse and cart. I think it took 2 days or something to get there. Did I say that before? But I do remember it would be slow, wouldn't it?
And
going to market, perhaps, and that sort of thing.
Did Bill go with them, or who took...
Oh, no, no, this is before his time.
Right.
Mm.
So who took... Was there somebody in charge of the horse and cart, or did
Well, there
that
would
row?
Be. Yeah. There would be, but I can't think who
yes.
it would be.
And then what happened at the end, you know, when you moved over to lorries and things, what happened to the cart horse and the cart?
Oh, well... Oh, that it was kept. The cart horse had its own stable, and when we in the evenings we could hear it stamping. He made a terrific din, and my husband was very fond of that horse, and they used it a bit like towing a track along to Ollerton where there was a rubbish tip, and the poor horse came to a bad end. It fell and hurt itself when it was tipping the rubbish over. That was terribly sad, and very sad for one of our men who was with the horse at the time. I mean, they must have been appalled, mustn't they, what had happened. And that was the end of the poor horse. It was a cart horse. You can imagine these big feet stamping.
So where did you have a field which it could go in?
No. It had no. It just nothing had... like that. That's an interesting question. Mm. Well, I mean, maybe they did, and I wouldn't know, perhaps they took it up to Ollerton, because there were fields there, because the big rose field and a bit of land on the both sides of the road. Yes, you're right, they would take it out somewhere, wouldn't they? I was so busy running the house, I didn't notice details like that. Isn't that dreadful? I don't know now.
So... Did you go out to the nurseries at Ollerton sometimes?
Yes. Not to work, but to see the roses because they were lovely and that sort of thing. Mm.
And yeah. did Bill take you, or did you go on your own or with one of the staff?
I'd just probably go on my own. Yes, I would. Mm.
So before you were saying about the different people there. You were recalling Peter Acton.
Yes.
And what was his role with Caldwell's?
Well, I just think Peter just was one of the nursery workers on the land. Yes. He was the youngest, I remember, then. Yes, he was. And then there was Dennis. And he loved working, and he started his own business now. Yes, he went to work for Friars for a bit, and I think he decided he wanted his own business, so he's doing very well. And that's nice, isn't it? That
it is nice.
He's got his own business. Yeah.
And do you recall the men coming in for... Did they come in for bagging?
Not to the kitchen, not to my kitchen, but they'd all meet together probably wherever they were in one of the huts or something, you know, there was a wooden hut in Ollerton, and I don't know where they met. You're asking me things that I didn't even think about. Where do the men have their coffee or tea? Or their bagging? Probably sitting on the straw at the back. We had a sort of place with a pile of hay. And, you know, I could just imagine them sitting there with their sandwiches. I mean, there was nothing, sort of no posh restaurant for them to sit in.
So did Bill used to come in and share his worries with you, or his winning of an award or anything like that? Did he used to talk about the nursery, or did he just shut off and have a break at night?
He shut off. He shut off after regards discussing what had happened during the day, but at certain times in the year, he'd go after we'd had our evening meal, he'd go back into the office, private office, which just was, you know, in the house, and he'd be there preparing the labels for the plants to go out the next morning with Mr. Wilson. And he'd be there all night, so there wasn't a lot of family life at that time. And I felt a bit sad about that and a bit shut out. And I think now if I could have my time again, I think I probably would have gone in and joined them and written labels, you know.
So do you recall how the nursery changed over the time you were there? Were there a lot of changes?
They altered the greenhouses. They were ready to fall down, actually, so they altered those, and then they were altered again. I mean, that made a great difference, having decent greenhouses. And that was just opposite the nursery. And they were heated. We had a sort of, Don would remember, a heating system. And I remember whenever we'd been out anywhere, it didn't matter how late it is, Bill's last job was to go and stoke up the boiler, which was not quite how you want to finish a nice evening, maybe if you've been wining and dining, and maybe wining too much. I think he nearly fell on top of the heap once. I'm talking about his youth now.
So did you or did the nursery get involved in any special occasions in Knutsford?
No. I don't know. I don't think so. Did Don say anything?
No.
Did you ask him that question?
I don't think he recalled anything.
Well, I can't recall anything. And I was just wondering about Knutsford May Day. I wonder if we had anything to do with, like, the May Queen's bouquets, or I don't know.
I think you did, from the shop on King Street.
Yes.
Did you ever go to the
shop? Oh, yes, I did, yes. Yes, it was a nice old shop.
Did you go there to get flowers or just to call in?
Maybe to call in, or and because they used to work there a lot. If they had a funeral the next day and they were preparing flowers and things, there was a lot of work going on then, there at that shop. Mm. There was a lot of work going on that, you know, couldn't be done during the day. It wasn't an easy life running it. You know, if you were conscientious, it was more than a day's work. And my husband was very conscientious. Well, he loved it. He liked it. But he did say, when I first knew him, that while he was away in the war, I think he loved animals and dogs and things. I think he would have liked to have trained to be a vet. But, you know, it wasn't to be, because the son always took over the business. It might not... You see, it's not like that now, because think of David doing his own thing.
So were the children interested in the nursery? Did they get involved with...
Well, yes, they used to have holiday work, and Bill used to see that they did things, interesting things, and Sue always says now, it's a pity that Jane and I couldn't have been in the business. she said it would have been lovely, and wouldn't it? But it would still be there. Yes.
So as they grew up, was David the eldest?
Yes.
And did he do work in the nursery?
During school holiday times, that sort of thing. And they used to show at the different shows, you see, he'd perhaps go and give them a help there. And I'd like to have been helping there too, but I felt that women weren't wanted. It was a slightly different life. I think men were preferred in the work world to the women. But, I would have liked to have gone and helped put up for a show. I think that would have been lovely to have done that.
Did you go and see the shows?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I certainly did. I went to all the shows.
So was that like Southport, or where were they?
There was Southport at one time. There was Nantwich, a small show there. That was always a small show. There was a big show, the Cheshire one, Chester Way, wasn't there? That was a big one. They seemed to go all round the place with the shows, which, that was work. And I think the men used to love that. It's nice to do that, isn't it? Get a display ready, and it's quite artistic, I think.
So you said that for you, it was accepted that you were, the way of life was that you didn't work there. Mm-hmm. But were there women working in the nursery, either in the office or actually on the nursery?
At the greenhouse, there was a lady there, yes, two ladies. There was another one working on the nursery. And of course, in the office, they were there in the office part of the building.
So did the ladies in the greenhouse, were they doing propagating?
Yes, everything. They were really getting down to it. Yes, it was great. We had good staff.
So when David helped with the shows and he helped in the holidays, and did he go away to college then?
Yes, he did. And can you switch it off for a minute?